Today, I purposefully spread joy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Today, I purposefully spread joy. What a glorious experience that is. What a wonderful thing to do to purposefully spread joy. Can you spread joy? Can I spread joy? Can we live joy? Can we know joy and delight in joy? What does joy mean? Joy is the expression of all that is good and beautiful. Joy is the expression of all that is love, all that is peace. With a joyful heart, I enter into my life. I enter into the things that are important to me. I enter into the way that is important to me. With a joyful heart, I look at everybody in my world with a joyful heart, and I see everybody happy and filled with magnificence and filled with beauty and filled with love and filled with joy. I cannot look at the world with my heart filled with joy and see anything other than joy in the world. For when I am joy, I see joy everywhere. Now, this morning is a lovely day here on the mountain in Campo, California, and the rain is gently falling down. It's gently falling down on the red tiles outside of my patio, and the green of the pine trees is washed away of all the dust of the days and weeks before the last rain. And they look beautiful and glorious. The sun has not yet risen, but it is still lying below the horizon, but the light of the sun has caused the sky to brighten. It has caused the sky to look radiant and beautiful, a gentle quietness, a gentle softness, a joyfulness, a feeling of peace. Not a cloudy type of sky that indicates a great storm is coming. Not the dark sky that says there's going to be some weather that we're going to experience and that's going to be exciting, joyful in fact. But it's the light, gentle light. It's as though you have a night light and you wake up from a sleep and your night light illumines the room very brightly because you've been sleeping and your eyes are accustomed to the limited light. And so you look around the room and you see everything as clear as can be. You don't plan to read a book, but you can see all the objects there, joyfully standing, waiting for you to say, "Good morning, objects, I'm ready for a great day." "Good morning." And yes, I do look down and I see my Rex lying on the floor or lying on the couch or wherever he likes to sleep. And he likes to sleep all sorts of places. And he looks up at me, he says, "Oh, are you awake already?" And he plops his head back down and says, "I think I'll have another 40 winks." And he's just a joyful guy, just a happy, magnificent guy. But he's a happy, magnificent guy because he does not let anything in the world bother him. When it's time for him to go catching a mouse underneath the bookcase, he is all alert, he is all on top of it. And he catches the mouse. He is fast. He is very fast, 129 pounds, but wow, can he snap at that mouse and get the mouse. And he doesn't hurt the mouse one little bit. And then triumphantly, he brings the mouse to me. Joyfully, he brings the mouse to me. He says, "Look what I got." And then he goes out the doggy door into the backyard. And in the backyard, he lets the mouse go down. And the mouse walks around. And then he's standing next to the fence. And the mouse is quite amazing, quite intelligent. Because the mouse sees this big monster who's not hurting him, but who's playing with him, and a little rough, but playing with him. And so he also sees the fence. And so he zigzags this way and that way, sort of making Rex unaware of what his real plan is, and he gets over near the fence. And just as Rex is going to bat him around again and make him a toy of his, the mouse slides through the fence and out into the world of freedom again. And he's off on another adventure. And Rex says, "Oh, shucks, I was playing with you." And of course, if the mouse had laid still and was very quiet, Rex would say, "Oh, you don't want to play anymore. Okay." And then he'd go off to something else. Rex is a joyful dog. He finds happiness and joy and peace and marvels things of great wonder and great activity in his life from everything he does. He is a super wonderful dog who just knows what's going on in his world and makes the most of it. He knows that everything is joyful, just like I know everything is joyful. Yes, we have many joyful things happening in our life. We had students who are writing in, and they say, "Do you know what?" And we say, "What?" As we're reading their beautiful letters and their essays and their theses and so forth, "I realized today for the first time in my life that I really am God. I am the creator of my world. And the divine is in me as it is in everybody. God is in everything and everybody. And I just realized it. It just became something that joyfully I responded to. And joyfully I said, 'Wow, how great that is.'" And then the writer goes on and begins to tell all of the things that he has done with his realization and recognition that he is divine. He said, "My neighbor called and said she had a problem." And I said, "Well," she said, "her family is very sick and she doesn't know what to do about it. She'd prayed about it and she's done everything. She's used all of the doctors and everything, but nothing helps." And so our dear student, who's working on Song of the Spirit, he said, "Well, my love, I see your family whole and perfect right now. I see every organ, action, and function of their body in perfect harmony, joyfully, lovingly, wonderfully expressing the wholeness that they are. I see them whole and perfect right now." And with such enthusiasm, he spoke to her, with such attitude of knowing that he is God, knowing that he is the one who speaks his word, and his word is manifest by whatever he speaks it for. He spoke to her in the joyful, not commanding, not demanding, not belittling, but in an enhancing way. And she lifted up her eyes unto him and said, "Wow, yes, yes." And she entered into the joyful wholeness of her family as our student did. And she went home, and her family was whole and perfect. Then he had other instances that came to his attention, other ways in which he put the cause in motion. And each way that he put the cause in motion, first he was so excited, so joyfully delighted with the idea that his word was his bond. His word was whatever was happening in his world. And carefully and wisely and joyfully he spoke his word, and the results came about instantaneously. I have another student who, from Jamaica, wrote and said, "I've been a metaphysician all my adult life, and I am experiencing a problem. What can I do?" And I said to him, "You have been an adult metaphysician all of your life, but have you been practicing it?" And he said, "I don't have illnesses, but I have this problem right now." And I said to him, "As you see yourself joyfully, lovingly, fantastically using your voice in a harmonious way, your voice will return. Your voice will demonstrate itself in your life according to your joyful expectation of it." And with joy in his heart, and with love in his heart, he brought it forth. It came forth as he joyfully spread joy in his life, in his world. And he experienced it in everything he did. Yes, we all have that privilege. We all have that right. We all have that joy in our heart that we can speak our word and joyfully live in whatever consciousness we want. Joy is not something for tomorrow or something of yesterday or something to come or past. Joy is now. Joy is this moment. Delighting in this moment, praising this moment with all your heart and all your soul. Oh, we have other students writing in who are taking the courses of the University of Healing. And at first they take the course in a very mundane way. And as they begin to realize their word, spoken joyfully, has the power to accomplish whatever it's spoken for, they begin speaking their word knowingly, joyfully, powerfully, and results take place in their life. Their letters are legion. Their joy is overwhelming. Their happiness is unbounded. They know the principle, and they use it. They do not use it 1 minute, and then the next minute, because they don't see the results, they say, oh, it's not working. When I look at the world, and I see the world a joyful place, I have no room in my heart to see anything other than joy. When I look at myself and I see I am a joyful person, I cannot look around and see anything but joy everywhere in my world. And everywhere in my world, that joy abundantly expresses itself because I first express it within me. And what a magnificent way that is. I am the light. I am the way. Oh, these things sound rather grand and rather pompous and rather self-important. But in truth, they are just the principle demonstrating in my life. Oh, it doesn't matter whether you are an intellectual, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are healthy or unhealthy. It doesn't matter whether the world is at peace in your area or whether there's conflict there. You are the joyful response to all in your world. You look at all that is going on and you see, you surround it with your joy, you surround it with your peace, you surround it with the delight of your heart. And it responds back to you that way. Really. But you have to have an innocent joy, an unpretentious joy, a joy that says, yes, it is so. A joy that says, I am the creator of my world. I speak my word and it is done. And then speak it. Speak it with conviction. Speak it with awareness. Speaking with love, with joy. And say, it is done now. And watch. It's not a miracle, unless you call the working of principle, the working of the law, a miracle. All it is the result of my thinking, the result of my joyful thinking. My world is the result of my joyful thinking. And if for one moment I allow myself to think a negative thought contrary to what I think is my highest and best, I empower that with all the power that my joy thoughts have been demonstrating throughout my life, and boom, it happens. And you say, well, why doesn't my joy thought happen that way? Your joy thoughts do happen that way. But are you opening your eyes to recognize that your joy thoughts do happen that way? Are you opening your eyes to recognize that you are revealing and you are experiencing the law of cause and effect? You are experiencing the rule of the universe. You are experiencing your word manifest, revealed right now in every area of your life. You are experiencing that, and how great that is. Now, do you want that? Do you like that? Do you delight in that? Do you think that that is something very special and very wonderful? Well, if you do, then you're certainly right. It's all a matter of What is it that you want out of your life? What is it you want out of your world? What is it you want out of your thinking? Your thoughts are things. So often we're sitting at the breakfast table or lunch, dinner, and as we do, the monks are sitting around, and I'll say, thoughts. And immediately Ingeborg will answer up, thoughts are things, thoughts are things. And I say, yes. And Ingeborg, are you whole and perfect? Yes, I am. Ingeborg, are you fantastic? Yes, I am. Ingeborg, do you like yourself? Oh, yes, I do. And Ellen tells about experiences in her family. And she says, before there was confusion, but I ceased to allow that confusion to be in my consciousness, and I said peace. And I surrounded the situation with peace. And before I even realized it, the phone was ringing, and my family was telling me that peace had come into their world. My family is telling me all the good, beautiful adventures of their life. Now, right this minute, I didn't even call them. They called me. They called me because my consciousness was seeing them joyfully expressing every good and bountiful, beautiful thing. And how great that is. How great that is. And Anita, as she's recalling some of the experiences in her life, she thinks about all of the things that have happened in her life. And she says, you know, every single thing that happens in my life is because of my thought. And I think I can do this, and I do it. I think I can just flit around the world, and I do. I think I can enjoy the company of my friends, and I do. I think I can go anywhere, and I do. I am able to abundantly fly around the world. And yet, I'm not what you'd call a super wealthy person. I am just a fabulously wealthy person. Because whatever I choose to do, the way is there for me to do it. I have learned the principle, she says. And I apply the principle, and I live the principle, and I delight in the principle, and I am so happy. Yes, all of us have this opportunity. All of us have this opportunity to live our life in joy. We all have the opportunity to know, today I purposefully spread joy throughout the world, throughout the universe, throughout my life, and I am the happiest person that you could ever know. But it's my choice. It's my choice. And I love it. And it's my choice every single time I experience a happy experience. I don't need anything else. My joy is sufficient unto whatever desire I have in my heart. And it is manifest now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.